Hello everyone, welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime on our sides. My name is Greg, I'm joined by Nick, and today we're going to have a very special episode. Of course, yes, it is the end of the year, so we got to get our end of the year special. But to explain a little bit, I want to start off with a quote. I'm sure that everybody has heard of this one. They say, all good things must come to an end. And I say, by extension, all mediocre things must also come to an end. You feel me?
We're trying to say.
So we've been doing this for a year and 8 months, I think. Am I crazy? Your name?
A year and 8 months. Yes, it has been.
It has been 1¾ years. And I think this is probably going to be the last episode of Amen. Mm-hmm. For now, at least. We're not sure how exactly the future is looking. We'll get into that a little bit more. But for now, this is going to be last episode of the year. Potentially last episode ever. Crazy, crazy.
Possibly. Yeah, I know, right? It's been a long time and possibilities.
Yeah, it has been a very long time. And so, I guess in commemoration, if that's the word that you want to use, me and Nick thought it'd be maybe a fun idea to just go back, you know? We're always going to do this at the year end. Like, just go back, think about everything that's kind of gone on. But I think that we should go all the way back to the beginning, dude. Like, to the inception of...
All right, let's do it.
Amen. Like, so when did this all start? I feel like this started maybe last year, like... March or last February,
It was probably like 2020 or 2019, 2020, like winter. I feel like we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe January, February, we were talking more about it. And then March happened, everything shut down. And then me and you were talking, I think, and we were like, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
With Dan.
Yeah, with Dan. We can't forget about Dan. And I feel, how did this whole thing start, though? I feel like we were just talking about anime one day, and we were just like going off, and we're like, "Oh, I think I remember." Or this was maybe one of the starting incidences. I don't remember. I don't know if you remember this, but this was around the time. Yeah, you were still here, and we went out to go get food with Jason. Not the Jason that's on to our podcast before, but then another Jason. And we were talking about, me and Jason were talking about Attack on Titan. Do you remember this? We were at, do you remember this? Yeah, we were eating together and we were talking about Attack on Titan. And I was saying like, oh, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Attack on Titan. I feel like most people should know that. And I'm like, you know, it's like, all right. It's like, the story is like, okay. And then Jason was like, no, like, it's so great and everything. And we just got onto this long rant, or not rant, but I guess like this long like debate about how good this thing was. And then you were like, dude, we should have saved that. You know, we should have saved that type of conversation for if we ever try to do something, you know? And then lo and behold, a few weeks later after that, we were like, you know, we got some stuff to say. Let's make a podcast. Got nothing else to do.
Yeah. I feel like Dan was probably also there, but I think he was really like for the podcast, like making the podcast and doing things, because he was like mentioning about his, like how he made his own manga and everything, and we're like, oh, that's cool, like you should go check him out.
I no idea where to check him out.
I forgot to. I think he like sent me a link or something like a while back, but he was talking about it, and I remember like we were just like. Like, we're outside the sanctuary, just, like, chilling where everyone chills, like, right by the doors. And I'm pretty sure we're just all talking about it. I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be just you and Dan. And I'm pretty sure me and CJ were supposed to be, like, guest stars or something.
Yeah, I think that might have been, like, the original, like, setup.
That was supposed to be, like, the plan, yeah.
Yeah, because the four of us were, like, kind of talking about it. And then yeah, we started. I think another thing that we should talk about is like figuring out the name. I think took us a very long time, like, because obviously you have to have a name when you first start, right?
Yeah.
And I vividly remember we were talking about it, and we were like, okay, what are we going to talk about, right? We're going to talk about like God, and we're going to talk about anime. And then Dan came to us, and he's like, guys, what if we were amen? Which obviously is our title now. But the way that he explained it is like, because if you look at our like our name in full, it's A/M-EN, right? Amen. Mm-hmm. When he first came, he was like, amen, you know, like anime men, which is like, just like, first of all,
it's like, oh no,
there's already a guy called the anime man.
Anime man, yeah.
Second of all, it's very lame. It sounds super lame, right? It's like, oh yeah, we're the anime man. But I looked at it and I was like, you know, I kind of like the idea. I like the name Amen. Yes, but I we need too. To do something that is much better than this.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure
I'm
pretty sure I came up with the current iteration of our name.
I think you did too.
Because there's no way that Nick came up with something so convoluted. Like,
it was pretty convoluted, yeah.
Yeah. So have you ever explained the our title?
I think I explained it like once or twice. But do you want me to say it, or I think I remember what it is. Like, pretty sure I know what it is.
I'm also like pretty sure I know what it means.
It's like A for anime. It's like anime media, like entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah. So
that's like what we stood for, other than anime men.
Yeah. So yeah. So it can either, the M is like, it's either media or manga. It doesn't matter like what you kind of substitute, like both of those work. But it's, yeah, the A is definitely anime, the EN is definitely entertainment, and then the M is either manga or media. But I don't know. I think it's a little clever. It also makes it the hardest name to find, like in the world, if you try to look for it, which I think is also like kind of funny, which means that anybody who listens to it, we know. But yeah, that's like the whole inception. And I was like looking, I'm looking through like some of the past episodes that we did, and I feel like, and also like before this, Nick was playing some TFT before this, right? We're starting 30 minutes late. And while we were talking a little bit earlier, my internet started to like drop. Like my internet's like, hopefully stay stable for this entire podcast. If it doesn't, that's hopefully a little unfortunate. But it just brought me back, because I feel like in the beginning we had so many problems. Like, in my internet had a lot of issues, so there's a lot of like buzzing or like cuts. Like, we had mic issues. Like, we could not figure out how to get everybody's volume like the same for like the first few months. Like, sometimes the guests had like audio issues. And I don't know, I was thinking about it. It's like, you know, it's just fitting. It's fitting that we should have problems on our last episode.
There's like, always problems.
Just like in the beginning.
It's on brand.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, looking through these, do you know how many episodes we have in total? We got 77 episodes. Right, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy. It goes to show how long we've been kind of like doing this for.
Wait, that's actually wild. 77 episodes, and some of them are like an hour long. So you have to understand how many hours we poured into Amen.
it's a decent amount. And I mean, I'm like looking at like some of the analytics. I think that one of the funniest things, right, is that we noticed at the very beginning, and looking at it now, it has definitely changed, was the gender ratio for the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It started out as being like, I feel like it was 3/4 female.
I think it was too, yeah.
Yeah, now it's 60-40, but I just thought it was very funny that, you know, girls are just nicer than guys. We just have nicer female friends than we do guy friends.
That's true. I'm pretty sure we have... Actually, I feel like the amount of females to male ratio of, like, our guests, I think they're pretty even, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
There's more girls. There's about, like, the even amount. Like, we got male pastors. We have a lot of female friends that, like, came in and talked to us.
So you know who's listening and who's not.
Yeah. Pastors and women.
Yeah, I think that like looking through the analytics as time has gone on has been like, I think it's been like kind of exciting. Like there were weeks where like views like popped off and then the very next week they go back down. And it's like the next week they pop off and the next week they go back down. It's very like big like roller coaster ride throughout the entire thing. And yeah, let's look through this past year though. Because last year, for our end of the year thing, we looked through like, oh, what was like some of our favorite stuff from that we made from the last year, right? That was only 8 months. Now we have like 12 months of content to look through.
Yeah.
Like, what were some of the ones that you like kind of distinctly remember?
It's been the past year.
Yeah.
I feel like I liked a lot of things that happened within last year. I gotta really think, what do we have from okay, we have BoJack Horseman. Have We Grown Up was another one. Let's see, the first ones was like Pleasing to the Ear, or like social looking at social dilemmas, or the social dilemma, yeah, with Curtis. And we did a lot of the movie.
We did all our movies this year.
Yes, we did all our movies that we wanted to do. R.I.P. to the rest of God's Not Dead.
you mean dodge a bullet there.
Yeah, and then we did our pastor series. I actually really did enjoy our pastor series. But I think after that, like, I think midway into our podcast within this year, we like slowed down and we couldn't really think of anything other than movies to like talk about. So it's been a harder year to say like which one's my favorite, but I do think I really like the concept of asking pastors of how they got to where they're at right now. I think that was a really good one. And also I think mental health counseling with Joe was really good.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think any feature with a Joe was very good.
True. Joe was always good. Yes. Yeah.
All the Joes. So shout outs to all the Joes out there.
Yeah. True.
I think I also really enjoyed, I also obviously really enjoy any episode with Timmy on it. Like, I think the only one that I can really remember was the Valentine's Day one.
Yeah.
Which I
think that's the only one he came on now.
Yeah. He was also there for like, we had like a AMA type of thing, which he was like asking questions. Yeah, I feel like going into that one, we thought this was going to be like a major bust. Like, what are we going to talk about, you know? But then it ended up being like very fun time talking with him. A lot of good laughs. And yeah, I think that, and I think even more than just making the podcast, we've alluded to this so many times, we said we're going to do it so many times, but it truly is like the Amen After Hours, the post podcast talks that we have with either with just the two of us,
each other,
or others. Some of our guests. I think those have been very like very fun times also, because it's not like, it's not as sort of formal. We can kind of talk about whatever we want, share about, like, when it's just me and Nick, we'll like catch up on like what we've been kind of doing, some of the stuff in our lives, get to rant a little bit, get to talk about like, yeah, get to talk about like basically anything. And obviously sometimes, so okay, I was thinking about like sitting down and like going through all of them and like posting some of them. The reason why I didn't is because sometimes like we will talk about like certain people. And yeah, I feel like that is not the best thing to kind of like put out. There are a few that I feel like we probably should have. There's one, remember the first time that we had Ken on all the way back, like last year, we talked like after for maybe like an hour and a half. And I think that was like a really, really good one that we could potentially do. But if you guys remember anything about that one, you remember Ken's mic was hot garbage. When we were at least the connection between like him and me was like really, really bad, and so it was like,
but he had the most views.
That's true.
He had one of the most views at that time.
And so like I feel like those times are really interesting. It's sad that we might never, those might never reach the light of day,
Surface.
but I still have them. If people really want it, I still have them. I have like the post podcast content is potentially as much as our podcast content, which
That's
is like
true.
kind of crazy to think about.
It's like 70 hours as well.
Yeah, basically. And so I think looking back at this past year, yeah, like you mentioned earlier, it's hard to say that like this was like the best year in terms of like the stuff that we were putting out, because yeah, we did run out of ideas. Like halfway, like July came around and me and Nick sat down and we're like,
What's next?
what are we gonna do? We spent all of August watching movies. Then after that, there's like a 3 week break, and then after that we're like, all right, bi-weekly. And I
Yeah, we
think
just slowed down
that's,
production.
yeah, and I think that's where a lot of the reason why we are kind of stopping Amen at this point, like, really came from. Yeah, let's get, like, to give a little bit more context about that. One of the big things is, I think it's harder for me and Nick to come together and really, like, brainstorm ideas of things that we want to talk about. Both, first of all, because it's hard to find things specifically to talk about, right? I think that in a lot of ways, we aren't the most knowledgeable people. And a lot of the things that we could have talked about, we have already talked about. And so it's difficult to find more stuff in that sense. Two, it's oh, it, like there's a period in time where it's like really hard to schedule when we could talk. Like,
Yeah, even today it was kind of hard to schedule
yeah, because like Nick goes out a
because.
lot, and then for some reason, sometimes the times when he's there, I have some stuff to do, and so like our schedules don't align. And so if we can't make time for this, then that like then how can we do it, you know?
Yeah.
And then thirdly, I feel like we should like there's a aspect of this that come that has to do with like putting in the work to make sure that you do it well, right? And it's something that we are finding a little bit hard to do right now. Like, let's take something, because if we're gotten anime, right? Anime is a big part. Anime is half of it. It's been hard to sit down and watch or read things that like we can both talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you've had like a hard time just like finding time to watch stuff, right?
Yeah, I've been having a hard time just because like just the busyness of like work or going out to see people or just like traveling or just all the even school was like a big part of it. It was just all these things accumulated to where like it was really hard to even watch the movies at times, and I had to like fit it within my day. Just to do that. And so yeah, I think overall like it's been hard on I guess like me personally, but also partially you. I don't know like if you felt like it was like burdening to like watch certain movies or like try to get content to place into Amen. I think that's something that we struggled with at times.
Yeah, like sometimes it was hard. Like, yeah, sometimes just like, all right, I gotta watch this movie because we gotta talk about it, right? I think for the first few movies, it was like, oh, I kind of do want to watch these movies, and so I was like, oh, it's fine.
Or
But like at
whoever,
some point, it did get a little difficult. And the other thing is like, I do read a lot of manga, but the thing is like to read stuff that you can talk about is really hard, and the way that I would like think about a lot of things was like, I'd rather, instead of me just going out to like read random things, and if you've never done that before, if you try to find something to read or watch, like some sort of entertainment just so that you can talk about it, it does become very hard because you're not having a good necessarily a good time like going through all this kind of stuff, right? Like, I'm the king of reading things that I don't want to read. And I can tell you, it's not like the most fun thing to do, especially if it's like something that's long too. And so the other thing is, think about watching things that like Nick has already watched, so that because I knew that Nick was busy, right? That Nick didn't have the time to read or watch so many new things. But it's very hard for me to watch anime sometimes. Like movies, I can do. Movies are like 2 hours max. Anime are like 4 to 8 hours, and that's much harder, I think. And that's why, yeah, it's tough to, it was tough to find the motivation to watch these things, 'cause I mean, like, it's not even like I super wanted to watch them either, you know, or read them. They're not like on the like really high on my like PTR or PTW list. And so yeah, that all that kind of culminated into I guess lack of motivation, difficulty to schedule things, and then lack of like new ideas. And those three things together are like killer for any like for any creative endeavor in a sense. And so because of that, we want to not like the other important thing is we didn't want to just let it like fizzle out, you know, just like upload less and less, and then slowly at some point people are like, oh, they haven't uploaded in like 6 months, like where are they at?
What
We wanted
happened?
to at least end it well, you know. Yeah, because I think that that's a really important thing. Like,
This is, yeah, it's very important.
yeah, no, you go.
Oh no, I was just thinking like this sounds so much like a breakup, but
Yeah,
it's like or like a di almost like a divorce or like some sort of thing where like two people separate and like never come back. And we're just telling our kids, the viewers, like it's gonna be
and
okay. Like these are the
Nick.
reasons why it didn't work out. We want you guys to know. And there's still like we can still look back on in the past and our memories, and enjoy those times. But for the future, I think it's best for us to,
Stay separate.
stay separate, go our separate ways. And maybe in the future we'll come back for like, maybe a holiday special or like we'll see each other for you kids out there. It's like
That's actually so funny.
it's
I did not I did
a new
I did not even make that connection, but that is kind of funny.
I
Maybe.
mean, I feel like there's like a lot of like YouTube breakups or like things where like they explain like why they're separating or something. So it's
I'm
funny
quitting
to think
YouTube.
about.
But does this mean that we're gone forever?
Does it mean it?
Maybe not. It's hard to necessarily say.
Yeah, because I feel like right now, like, I think during COVID, our like lives were more like interlocked, and like things, our paths were like very together. But I think because I moved down south, and things have just been more busier. I guess even because like it's the holiday season, that's probably like a big part of it, of why it's like so busy right now. But because of just everything within 2020 or within 2021, our paths have been more like getting further and further apart. So, and maybe one day of down the line, like this path, maybe me and Greg will come back together and do more stuff together. Play board games, do more podcasts, just have fun. But at this current situation, it seems like, we're gonna separate for now, and we'll see how the future goes and see where God takes us.
Yeah. So this is not a permanent end in a sense. Me and Nick talked about it before, and we think that, you know, what in like the future, let's say like 6 months down the line, we get a lot of new ideas, right? We have a little bit more time. We're a little we know because now we're both in like a little bit of a transient period. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But like we're both a little bit more settled in where we will be next, right? And then we have a little bit more time to do stuff, then yeah, I can see this definitely coming back, right? And I want to say if it does come back, right? Should we make any promises? I don't know. But we do want to be able to put more time into each one of these episodes, right? I think a lot of times we come in
Yeah, definitely.
and we're very honest with you guys. We'll come in, we'll say, no, we didn't really plan anything for today. We didn't plan too much. I think that we do want to put a lot more time into planning, making sure that we know what we're talking about, at least, to every single episode. And yeah, having it be not just, okay, like, yeah, you get to spend a little bit of time with Nick and Greg. I think that that is, I think that some people do really enjoy that. It's like, yeah, we're just like chilling.
Just listening in.
It's as if, like, for the people who are like, yeah, we're not like very physically close, we haven't talked to in a while, they're like, oh yeah, I get to, it's like we're back to normal in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. Just talking with each other. But we also want to bring you some, like, I guess, quality content. At least I want to bring some quality content. Share some opinions, share some views, share some thoughts that people, you know, haven't normally thought about. Share some things that might be a little bit eye-opening for some. I think that would be a really good place to be if we ever do start again, to like have that more as a focus, as well as having a more, like, I feel like we make a comfy environment.
Yeah, I feel like we're very authentic with like our content and what we like say and talk about. I think spending more time on just like marinating on certain topics, or having like more of a idea of like what we're gonna talk about, will be really good. But that'll be like in the future we come back. But I do enjoy like our authenticity, as well as like how chill, and sometimes it's pretty funny, like our conversations a lot of times, and I do really enjoy that. And I hear like a lot of good things because like they love hearing our banter, or like whatever we talk about, and just they laugh with us and they have a good time with us. Usually I don't think we make anyone cry, so that's good.
Hope not. But yeah, I think that is our plans for if we are to like restart. That's where we want to be, and that's like the goals that we want to have if we were to like continue to do this. And yeah. So now we've done a little bit of reminiscing about the past, talk a little bit about why we're stopping, talk a little bit about what it would be like if we were to restart. Now let's kind of end this off, and end off this year, end off this journey, talking one last time about what's ahead for both of us, I guess. Anything that we're planning on doing, what's the next life stage, all that kind of stuff. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So what is my future looking like? So recently I just quit my job to become an intern at one of the bigger accounting firms, and I'm hoping within the next like 3 to 6 months that I can get like a full-time position there. So I think within the next 3 months is going to be a big grind. So I think this would be a good time to actually, for Amen to be at a halt, and we'll see what happens there. So yeah, for the next 3 months is going to be a grind. After that, we'll see if I have a full-time position or not. I'm going to be in my mid-20s starting in the next like few weeks. Dang. So it's going to be kind of crazy. Quarter life crisis, you know?
Dang, son.
Yeah, so I think those are probably my biggest things. I think if I do get it full-time, even if it's remote, I'm probably going to try to move. Probably into one of the cities in the East Coast. And hopefully I'll find a community, like a church community, as well as like friends that I can like physically go to without driving hours on hours on end. And I think that's like the biggest parts of my life. I think I'm still gonna be watching anime. There's still so much to watch, still so much to do. And I have so many games I gotta play still, but that's all gonna happen. Hopefully within the next year or two. And yeah, we'll see what happens with me and Greg in the future. We're still gonna be friends or not, right, Greg?
Yeah, dude. Are we friends? Can't wait to not talk to you forever. Wait, what? Yeah,
Are we
yeah,
still
yeah,
gonna
bro.
talk, Greg?
Yeah, bro.
Greg.
Yeah. Dude, low
Don't
key,
eat me.
I bought a lot of like 2-player board games, and I'm
Oh,
like,
bro.
dude, I got nobody to
Who
play
do I
with,
play with?
cause usually I play like Lawrence and some homies, but those that's always like 4 to like 5 players, like I don't, and I was like, dude, where's Nick when you need him to play some of these games?
Yeah, dude, just thinking about like when I first moved into like Alex's basement. And then we would just be playing like board games in Alex's basement or something. Do you remember that
Good
time? I
times,
didn't
dude.
play
Good
deck building
times.
and do, like we played like
Seven Wonders Duel.
Seven Wonders Duel. Yeah. Oh, that was some good times.
Yeah.
But now look at us, we're old.
Sad. That
That
was like 2 years ago, bro. Like,
was like that was like over like a little over 2 years. That's crazy.
yeah. For me, I'm still looking for a job. Hopefully, I'll get one soon. That is the
That is the goal.
potential prospects of getting a job soon. And then I'll probably be moving down south. That's what I'm looking. Like not Nick South, like South South, like legitimate South. So like Texas potentially, Florida, like that type of South. And that'll be, I think, very interesting. That's like a whole, yeah, whole new community. Have to living by myself, you know. And with everything that comes with that, and I think that'll be yeah the next stage of my life. It'll probably be like a slightly tumultuous time. Don't know what's going to happen really, but that is what I'm looking to, like where I'm looking to go next. If I have not done that in a few months, I'll just be a sad, jobless boy. And
Okay, you'll get something. You'll get
Yeah, we
something within
hope.
the
We hope.
year. I thought the
We
same
hope.
thing.
But that's really what's going on for me. Yeah, I'll still be reading manga. Y'all already know I'll still be reading manga. Hopefully. Actually, do I still want to be reading? You know, maybe it's
You
a
are. You're
maybe
addicted.
I've thought of
You're
many
addicted.
points.
Stop.
It'd just be so great if I could just stop. Just like never touch it
That'd be
again.
so great.
Yeah, just like learn to actually read like real books. Did I finish reading a book the other day? Spent a year reading it,
Year.
a literal
Dang, dude.
year. So it felt good. It felt good to finish reading it. I think real books are kind of good. I would trade manga for books any single day, but I don't think it's gonna happen anytime soon. So I think that yeah, I think a lot of things will be changing in the next few months, and yeah, it's a transient time for us. So it makes sense that this would be a good place to stop. But I
Yeah.
think that, yeah, no matter how far we go, we're still going to be the same people at heart. If
True,
we ever
true,
come back
true.
together again, like to like do this podcast, I think you'll still get the same type of vibes. So I'm not really that worried
I
about
think it
that.
would. Yeah, because I don't think me and Greg are changing that much.
Yeah, have we really grown up? Shout outs to
Have we
that one
that one
podcast that we did.
podcast that we did?
All the way back
Yeah.
a few months ago,
Like a
yeah.
year, like almost a year ago. I don't know why. I'm like thinking about this one quote, but I don't know if this really applies to us, really. Because I don't think we're heroes or anything, but
Now
the quote is,
speak to
you either.
yourself, bro. Wait,
Damn,
do
you're
you
not a
either die
hero.
a hero, live long enough to be a villain? What the heck? Wait, what?
He just
Why?
stole my quote.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I just thought about the whole time we were talking about this. I thought it was like the funniest quote to realize to
So
bring up.
what are wait. All right. I shot being
Because
the villain. I shot being the villain.
we're ending this before we're a villain. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna keep this going behind your back. I'm just gonna just keep uploading.
This is why you have the YouTube channel.
True. YouTube channel on slight pause right now. I have to think a little bit more about it.
Yeah,
Dude, it's so
2022.
sad. It's so sad. I have it written. I just need to make it, you know? I have everything done, planned for. I just gotta make it, dude. So yeah, so even if this podcast ends, you might still be seeing me around
Yeah.
around the Christianity plus anime space,
Yeah,
mostly
maybe
manga.
I'll make a food blog or a food
Dude,
vlog. That'd be great. I've been thinking about it for the longest time.
low key, I would be so down for that, dude. You better invite me. Yeah, well, get guests. We gotta shout each other out.
We're just eating. Yeah. We're eating, talking about anime. It's basically Amen all over again, but with food.
Yeah, that'd be great. Bang. Yeah, all right. Look forward to what's coming in the future. The Amen was just a stepping stone to what we're doing next.
True.
It'll be so much better.
Yeah, and we'll have more money.
Hopefully. True. And, I mean, I feel like that's all that I really wanted to talk about. Is there anything else that you want to say?
No. I just want to say thank you for you, Greg, for being there for the past year and 8 months that we've been doing this. I think it's been 8 and 9 months. Okay, anyways, whatever. Yeah, I just thank you so much for being the person that does the intro, because I suck at it lot, and it's really hard. I'll get it one day. I'll get it one day. Welcome to Amen, where we have... Oh my god, I still can't do it. Welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime on our sides. Today, we have our guest star, Greg. Not even guest star, it's a co-host, but yes. And so, yeah, I want to thank you, Greg. I want to thank our audience for just listening in each week. If you've been listening since the beginning, you are real ones, most likely our friends, because we don't really have much of an audience. Thank you to all the people that have really helped us, as you know, guest stars like Timmy, CJ, we had like Katie, Ken, Sam, Jason, all the fiasco, like Vicky and everybody, like just thanking them as well for just coming in to like talk to us, give us new insights, hear other people's perspectives on things. And yeah, it's been a good time. Thank you for Anchor and Spotify for for putting us out there.
Yeah, so ad time.
Yeah, can we finally put an ad on these? Like, I've been asking, but I guess we're not. But yeah, I don't know. Who else should we thank? Like, your mom has been great, taking care of you as well as being in the podcast, like here and there.
True.
Yeah. Not sure who else to thank, but just everyone out there.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Yes.
For bringing, for letting us have this, letting us.
He shepherded us.
Yeah, letting us be able to do this and have a good, blessed time.
And being healthy during this very not so great time. But, you know, actually the opportunity to even do this. Like, I don't think we wouldn't have done this if the world just didn't stop for multiple months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to be thankful for. Like, looking back on it, a lot of good memories. Spending, like, no matter how much time like we spent on it, no matter how like difficult it was to find motivation like certain weeks, I think that there's so much to be thankful for. Thankful to Nick, my co-host here, for being with me when some people were not, unfortunately. I'm not trying to shoot shot. I don't want to make that clear. Dan is a big homie. Dan's a big reason why we started this. So we got to give shout outs to Dan too. I actually saw him last week. So I've seen Dan more in the past year than I've seen you, Nick.
That's probably true. That's probably very true.
Yeah. And so big shout outs to Dan also. And Dan and CJ for helping us really start this. Yeah. Shout outs to Nick for being here every single week. For being the faithful one. And very thankful for all the guest speakers for making what would have been an otherwise very, I think, short-lived podcast go for so long. Like there's no way we could have done this like by ourselves. Like the whole community that we have like surrounding us, and like even people who like listen, obviously coming up to us and being like, I like listen, like I enjoy the conversations, the banters that you guys have. All that is like was very, very encouraging for the past like year and a half, a little bit more. And yeah, it's think we'll just I think we're gonna just end it there.
Yeah.
So
I think last thing, I think this is really the power of God, the power of anime, and the power of the community that really brought this together.
Dude, the three things that we've talked about the most on the podcast.
Like, yeah, legit. God, anime, and the community around us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We are Amen, with the power of God and anime on our sides. Can't even say hope to see you next time. But no matter what's in store for our future, I'm gonna say it one more time. This ain't the last you're gonna hear of us. We hope to see you next time. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.